Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we're totally grateful. So tonight's topic is hope. But before we jump in, I want to thank our sponsors, Elder Cornelia Brown, which is our business coach and travel ambassador. We have Afrographics. They're our graphics people as well as our photography. We have Vodyology. They actually rewrote our jingle, did the music and all of that. They do infomercials. Deidre Novette is our songbird for On Fire to Inspire. So thank you to each and every one of our sponsors. But we're going to jump in tonight because we did get started a little late and we got to get this busy man get back to work. But the topic tonight is hope. And we have Courtney Dillard coming with us to share how he's bringing hope to some seniors and letting them know that, hey, your future is just beginning. So welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for having me on this evening. It's Aaliyah.
We need you to come on into the camera,
okay,
sir.
Okay, well, let's see what we got here. All right, she wants me to come over here.
All right, so y'all, right. This is Mr. Courtney Dillard, and he's actually... We're actually on location. They're getting set up for tomorrow. They're starting early tomorrow morning, but he's going to talk about that. So first of all, introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family.
So I'm Courtney Dillard. How you doing? I'm the founder and president of the Leadership Team USA, and we are a nonprofit organization here in the eastern portion of Atlanta, and we do a lot of good work in the community, and particularly one of the things that we're doing. Actually, we're setting up for it now. We host one of the largest scholarship fairs in the nation. And fundamentally what that does is it allows youth that are in high school, particularly seniors, to have the opportunity to go to college on a merit scholarship. And we tend to bring these colleges into the community so that the students don't have to go to the college campus to actually talk to the admissions departments. We bring them into the community so that the students have an opportunity to just know that there's somebody thinking about them and meeting them where they are. And the second thing we do is we like to say that we're America's number one trainer of youth, and we write curriculum and training programs for the government and for the school system. So I'm excited to be here with you tonight.
So we're excited about having you. So tell us about what the parents or the students that are coming, what they have to look forward to tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be a big day tomorrow. you know, this happens once a year in October, typically the second or third week, and parents that want their kids to go to college and are not sure how they're going to pay for it, we have dropped a big nucleus instrument into the community that allows parents to not only have hope that their kids or their seniors or their students are going to be able to go to college, but to potentially be able to go to college on a scholarship. That could be a presidential scholarship, that could be a full scholarship, or it could be simply just a partial scholarship. But the idea is to make sure that your we make sure that the parents know that their kids have the opportunity to go to school on their own merit with money that is provided for them to mm-hmm. actually go. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what the parents get.
Okay.
The students are able to receive these scholarship opportunities and really have a sense of hope.
Okay.
For the next 4 years after they get out of high school. And it's critically important because, I mean, we can't forget that, you know, how it felt in high school, you know, being a senior in high school
mm-hmm.
and really not knowing what your next 4 years were going to consist of, but thinking that you might have to get out of the house.
Knowing that you got to go somewhere, right? So, guys, I'm telling you, you need to share this broadcast because if you have a senior in your home, a senior student in your family, your church family, whatever, I'm telling you, I had the opportunity to volunteer last year, and there were y'all, I'm going to flip us and see if we can get both. See, it gives us that while recording if they won't let you. So we had the opportunity to see firsthand kids getting awarded $5,000, $10,000. I saw some kids walk away with full rides, and I actually had the opportunity to see it with my own eyes and experience that. So it's one thing for someone to tell you that, but it's a whole nother thing when you see it. And, you know, those kids, when they walked up out of here, you know, there were several of them that were saying, I didn't know what I was going to do. I know I wanted to go to school, but I had no clue how that was going to happen because my family can't really afford it. And so to be able to come into a place like this and Mr. Dillard be able to bring them here to the kids, and they waive the fees for the application and all of this stuff, and, oh, my goodness, it's like, wow. So it gives them hope.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about hope is that I like to say that this is, first of all, it's the greatest demonstration of love that you'll ever see in the community. Because, you know, as a father, I've, you know, raised five children. And one of the things that's important is knowing that you can provide a pathway for your own kids to be able to, you know, continue to grow and advance.
Right.
And now I'm honored to say that not only have I given, you know, my children hope,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm able to extend that hope to other children in the community. And to date, we have helped over 4,000 children in the
yes.
last 4 years go to school.
Yes.
So what this means is this, is that in our community right now,
mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity to allow kids that are in high school to not only dream again about their future, you know, in the succeeding years after high school, we also really have the ability to coach them through an entire plan for their life for the next 20, 25, or 30 years. And that's the most inspiring thing to me, and it keeps us motivated to doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually causes our faith to actually have something to work toward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we try to project into the future of our lives, whether we're young in high school or whether we're out of high school, we always want to be able to have hope to know that even though we might not be able to see our future is very, very progressive, and it's very, very prosperous, and it's filled with peace. And so one of the things, or a lot of what we do, is make sure that kids families, parents, even school counselors and school teachers. They have a renewed sense of hope every year because they can come to this scholarship fair and know that after these kids get money, after these youth get money from these colleges and universities, it changes the behavior of the child for the rest of the year.
Yes. I mean, that gives them, it gives them more than hope. It's a self-esteem builder.
It's a confidence builder.
It is.
It's a self-esteem builder. Mm-hmm. It's a, it gives you, it gives you a renewed sense of your value.
True.
But just think about it. These are not athletic scholarships.
Uh-huh.
When a student knows that they can actually get a merit-based scholarship for the work that they've contributed to their academics and for the fact that they've disciplined themselves to not only going to school, but really to just doing their best. And we can reward them by getting them a scholarship. You know, I don't want to discount this, but there's a lot of communities that don't even understand that there is a such thing as a merit-based scholarship. Or let me put it like this, that you can actually get a free scholarship, a merit-based scholarship, for just the work that you've put in so far.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks that it has to be, you know, if I'm not good in basketball, if I'm not good in track, you know, if I can't get an athletic scholarship, there's no way that I'll qualify for a scholarship. And that's not true. It's really not true. We're introducing the community to a newfound sense of hope. And you know, once you get started on that, that course of being able to go to college, it changes the game, because then you start to have this renewed sense of hope that, you know, everything's going to be okay in my life.
Right, right. So is this limited to, because I know last year you had the apprenticeship program.
Yeah, we're going to have some of the apprentices, some of the unions, trade unions and stuff here this year, but it didn't really work that well. And so we're actually going to have a trade apprentice fair.
Separate
from the college scholarship fair.
Okay.
And that way the kids that want to really just get a trade, they might not be high performers, high academic performers in school.
Mm-hmm.
We have something for them that's coming too. So what we're trying to really do is embody the power to help, you know, these young people beginning in ninth grade really to be able to have anything that they need in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
That will, number one, be able to help them to grow year over year, but really to help them succeed and prosper. So if you can get an apprentice, you know, an apprentice, let's say scholarship or funding to go through an apprentice program, whether it's a bricklayer or a painter or even doing electronics or technology.
Right.
And then you can get a free college scholarship, too. What this means is, and this is the first time most of your listening audience have ever heard this, that you can actually get a scholarship to go to college and actually get a apprenticeship to learn a trade in a dual program all at the same time. Come out 22 years old and have a trade and a free college scholarship paid for, debt-free.
Can you say debt-free?
Debt-free, you know. It's debt-free.
That's what it's all about, because we think about a lot of the tuitions now. You know, you're like, what? But you're talking about going to school debt-free, y'all. Y'all got to send your kids tomorrow. Tell them the times and all that good time.
Okay, so tomorrow we're actually going to be at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, and it's in Stonecrest, Georgia. It's about 20 miles east of downtown Atlanta on Interstate 20. That's east of Atlanta. And so we'll be opening the doors at 9 a.m., and then we'll run till about 1 p.m., and then we'll give the colleges a break for about 2 hours, and they'll pick back up around 4, and then we'll run till about 8 o'clock tomorrow. So it's going to be a fun-filled day. It's going to be exciting. If you've never seen anything like this, I you know, admonish you to come on out and just peek in. And see the kind of excitement that, and the kind of hope that our young people, our high school students, are experiencing once again. Yeah.
Wow. God, I'm telling you, this is going to be how many days?
It's going to be 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, all day.
Wednesday and Thursday.
So, hey, we're working hard tonight to prepare the environment to make sure that, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is in the house. Of course, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be in the house, and that people are just believing on top of believing, and there's no limitation to what's going to happen tomorrow with the students in this community. I want to say something. I want to do a commercial, right?
Okay.
So
we'll let them do the commercial.
So, beginning 2020, because so many people have asked me over the last 18 months, is there anything that you guys do for people that have already went through college, have graduated, and now they have college debt? And so we've really taken that to heart, Aaliyah. And so beginning 2020, we're going to have a debt cancellation slash forgiveness program that's going to allow people that have come through college that now are experiencing burden in the form of debt, college debt, and we're going to be able to get that debt diminished to a number so low that it's going to be able to, it's going to allow you to be able to continue to do business. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes college debt can stop you from getting a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can stop you from doing a lot of things. So it's going to be called a monthly manager, and the monthly manager is going to help you to be able to go through this process, bring your debt down so low that you're not going to even recognize it anymore, and you're going to be financially free. So I'm excited about that.
Amen.
I hope you are.
Amen. Hey, I like that.
It's going to be big.
I like the sounds of that, guys. Well, anything else about this weekend, well, not this weekend, tomorrow and Thursday that they need to know about? Because you got to get back to work. We're not going to hold you up.
Okay, good. So, like I said, I just want to encourage everybody, inspire everybody to know that, you know, these kind of opportunities don't come in the community too often. And when they do, you truly have to take advantage. And, you know, there's no restriction. There's no limitation on, you know, the type of individual that can come. Of course, we would like for individuals to have somewhere north of about a 2.9 or a 3.0 GPA. But what I would really recommend is that if you really want to see yourself coming out of the condition that you're in now, and you think that college may be that opportunity, you need to come down to New Birth Missionary Baptist Church tomorrow and see what God is going to do for you.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for what you're doing for our youth, for our seniors, bringing hope to them and the parents and their families. Yeah. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
And one last thing.
Okay.
Please go to Infinite Scholar. .org. That's INFINITESCHOLAR.org, and register your student, or if you're a student listening, you're a senior in high school, go ahead and go to the website, register. We want you to be pre-registered tomorrow before you come in, and I assure you it's going to be an exciting time.
All right. So thank you again. Guys, so I'm telling you, share this broadcast with your neighbor, your cousin, and whoever, because we need to get this information out. Many times we find out about it after the fact, and that's too late. So they're going to be here 2 days, from 9 to 1 tomorrow, and then 4 to 8 tomorrow. So you got two sessions tomorrow, and then you have Thursday as well, same thing. So make sure that you have, you know, you get them out here, encourage them to come. Because one of the things I was talking to another young lady that works at a college, she said there is money actually at the school sitting there that they don't take advantage of. And so I'm like, wow, people don't think about applying for scholarships that's already at the school. So the money's in-house. What he's doing is bringing the in-house here to your house, right? So all you got to do is get your children here. Again, at Newburgh, the leadership team of Infinite Scholars are bringing this thing on here. And that is going to be from 9 to 1 tomorrow, and then 4 to 8. And then the next day, same time, but on Thursday. Go pre-register at infinitescholars.org.